From Quality Radio Productions, it's the Upstate Radio Theater, an hour of sounds from radio's golden era. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with an episode of Arch Obler's Plays, one of many radio series to feature the work of author Arch Obler. Much of his radio work was, as he once put it, of the supernatural or the supernormal. Oftentimes, his plays contained a very powerful message, which hopefully the listener took away from the listening experience. This broadcast, episode number 9 in the series, originally aired on May 20th of 1939 on NBC. At this time, many Americans were still quite ignorant of the war that was raging across the ocean in Europe, but, and this is my own personal observation, I believe it was that very war which inspired this play. Judge for yourself as we all listen to Crazy Town.
Arch Obler's Plays. On the winds of the night, we bring you a story whispered in the night.
Let the democratic powers have no illusions. We cannot be intimidated. We are ready. Our manpower is ready. Our youth stands ready. Invite the youth that has been tried and tested into the proving grounds, even as our armaments have been tested. A youth that understands the meaning of discipline, order, dynamic obedience to the leader and to the state. A youth that laughs with all of us at the weak decadence of democratic liberalism. A youth that lives, dares, does, the skies sing with their wings, the wings of courage and daring, bringing the truer civilization and liberty to people who wait for it eagerly and with hope. Yes, I repeat, even now, the skies sing with the wings of daring and ambition and glory.
Hello.
Yes, Captain?
Isn't that the village?
No, I don't think so.
It is, I tell you.
But, Captain, the order says the village was won by a water hole. I see no water down there.
What is the difference?
For the orders.
I'm giving your orders. Drop down 500 feet. I don't want to miss the beggars.
As you say, Captain.
They're all the same anyway. What's the difference if it is another village? We need all our petrol to get back. All right. Level off. Hold it. Two little presents and home we go nonstop. I never disappoint a lady.
Should I keep circle?
Of course. Of course. Ah, this is the moment I like, Marlowe. My hand on the release lever. The leader is right. Power is the greatest thing in the world.
I know it is another village.
Marlowe, you're a fool. What difference does it make? The orders were to teach them a lesson. Well, one village is like another. Those beggars down there are of the same breed. Hold it steady. The lesson begins. There. And again. Climb!
The order said we were to machine gun the man.
Machine gun what? Two holes in the ground. Home, you old woman. And fast. She is very pretty. And not quite so big.
The contribution of our youth to the civilizing forces is one which all history will remember. It is an evidence of the revitalization of great ideals, the true ideals of power and force and the everlasting glory of righteous might. Youth, our glorious youth, flying free in its newfound purpose and nobility, we salute you!
Captain. Captain, wake up.
Huh? What do you want?
The wireless is not working again.
Huh?
If you will take over, I will fix it.
All right.
Fog, huh? Mano.
Yes, Captain.
When did the fog come up?
While you were asleep.
I do not like fog. Well, haven't you got that wireless going yet?
It is no use.
Huh?
Resistance burned out. There is nothing I can do. The fog grows thicker.
I have eyes, haven't I? Here. You take over.
I was expecting
that. Shut your mouth. Here. Take over.
All right. Captain, do you remember the time in the Plaza of Heroes they gave you a medal because...
Stop talking. Put her up high.
Might as well. No clear sky down here. Is this high enough for you, Captain? Or does it make you dizzy?
Are you out of your head?
When the fog grows very thick, you lose your head, eh, Captain?
Shut your mouth. I order it.
I was remembering something else. 6 months ago, when the Minister of War made you the captain, remembering his speech, he said for courageous, skillful flying.
I warn you to stop talking.
For all these months, I wanted to ask you one question, Vittoria. Whose was the skill and whose was the courage? Yours? Mine.
When we are on the ground...
If we are on the ground, it will be with my skill. Mine. Look. The fog grows thicker and thicker. You can see with your own eyes. Thick fog. Our wireless dead. If I turn the plane over to you now, would you be as brave as the medal says you are?
Close your mouth. For the last time, I tell you.
The brave Captain Victoria, who never flies alone.
Shut your mouth.
In the sun, it is your mouth that dares. In the fog, it is mine. A frightening thing, the fog, eh, Captain? Like something alive that comes out of the ground and tries to pull flyers down to the hole in hell where they come
is
from.
Is there no way to close your mouth?
Why don't you blast a few holes now through the fog so we can see where we're going?
This is the last time you fly with me, Big Mouth. The last... Mouth.
What?
Huh? Mallow, report this.
Cut the petrol.
What?
Petrol line broken. Close the valve.
Mallow. Mallow, falling.
Get away from me.
Can't see anything. The fog.
Stop pulling at me, you fool.
Mallow, get me down. I don't want to die. I can't.
No, it's not a mark. Leave me alone. The fog.
See, Yosu. We're crashing it. I won't die. I can't.
Quick. Look. What I saw. Yes. They're over land.
No, there is nothing in front.
There is land, I tell you. I saw it.
Yes. I see it. I am safe. I won't die. I will get down. I will.
Down.
Down. We're down.
Yes.
I told you I would get you out of this. I told you.
Marlow! Ahead! The wall!
Marlow!
Stop! The wall! Stop!
Victor. Victoria.
What?
It's Marlow. Where are you? So dark. Oh. I see you. Bed next to me.
Marlow.
Victor. You all right?
My legs. Broke.
So, my own pain is less now.
Oh, don't talk. Help.
No, Victoria. This honor is mine as well as yours.
Huh?
My legs, too.
You lie. You're all right. You want me to be in pain.
Stop it.
Jealous of my honors. You
Stop
always
it.
Were. You...
Stop it. Oh, wants to listen to you. We want to know where I am. We want to know how badly our ship was hurt. When we got here. For long I was unconscious.
I have the pleasure of answering your questions, good gentlemen.
Who in Marla? Who's there?
I don't know. So dark.
My name, gentlemen, is Frederick Gibbon. Doctor of medicine.
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor. My legs, the pain.
The pain is quite secondary, believe me.
But you must stop it. At once. I order it.
Order?
Yes, order. You don't know who I am. I'm Captain Victor.
Wait, wait. I assure you I know your identity is quite well, good gentleman.
What do you mean?
Your identification papers were quite in order. And now a little more light, perhaps?
Yes.
Let us see you.
If you will pardon me.
No, stay. The pain.
Shut your mouth, will you? How can he help us until he brings light?
But the pain.
Pain. Did you expect to fall out of the clouds and wake up with the bands playing and a couple of women at your side?
I dare you.
You're a fool, Vittora. Miracle happens to us. Smashing head on and then coming out of it with no more than broken bones. I tell you, it is a miracle.
Light. That is good. Only simple lanterns, but quite adequate, you will agree.
Doctor, whatever your name is, I am Captain of Aviation, an active duty for the commander.
I told you, I know. I know.
Then you know your duty. Set my legs. Do you hear me?
What is your business, gentlemen?
But you said you knew who I was. My identification papers. You said
yes, I said I knew who you were. But what is your business, gentlemen?
Aviators. I'm captain of...
Yes, a captain. But what is your business, Captain?
He wants to know what we do, Victor.
What is your business, gentlemen?
What is any aviator's business? To fly. But why do you stand there talking? My leg broken. Fix them.
Did you stop to fix the bones, Captain? After you dropped the bombs on them?
What do you know of that?
Your plane was smashed quite badly, gentlemen. But not completely. Yes, there were two miracles.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
That the crash did not kill either of you. And that one small messenger of your civilization that was strung to the belly of your plane did not blast you to death.
Bomb.
It fell to the ground undamaged. Unbroken. All of its explosive virility quite intact inside of its metallic loins. Poetic, that, eh?
One of my bombs.
Yes. One of your bombs. Quite unhurt.
But I'm hurt. Do you hear me? Fix my leg. Stop the pain.
But why? We here are like you, gentlemen. If bodies are broken, if pain is given, we go our calm way. We do not stop. Good day, gentlemen.
Wait. Marlowe, make him wait.
Wait, Doctor.
Doctor, come back. You can't leave me. Come back. I'm hurt. In pain. Help me. Are you crazy?
Yes, Captain. Yes, indeed. I am.
It grows less and less. Pain cannot go on forever. My legs are quite numb now. Yours will become that way, too.
That devil.
Strange day, this, huh? You and I were born of the devil to smash up and have a crazy man come to our rescue.
What time is it?
Time? Who knows?
But crazy old fool. Why do you want to
do not stop asking me why again, Victor. For a night I have been thinking those whys, and I know less than when I started. The man is crazy, that's all. When one is crazy, there are no whys.
He can't keep me here. Not me. I'll kill him.
Wait. Listen.
People.
Yes. Must be a street right below the window.
Get to the window, Mother. Get help.
I throw something through the glass. Yes, the lamp.
No, stop.
Huh?
You'll bring the crazy devil up here.
It's our only chance.
No. He'll kill us. Don't throw it.
I will. Hit it. Yes, you did. Good, Mano. Good. Now, someone will come up here to help us. And that old devil, I will have him put away where he was. Huh?
Listen. I throw something through the glass, and everything below becomes quiet.
Why should that be?
Quiet. Listen.
Like someone raising a ladder against the wall.
Yes.
Someone is coming. They
help
me.
Why a ladder?
You think it's the
yes.
crazy?
You must have heard the glass breaking. Climbing appears to laugh at us.
No, it can't be him. My legs. I've got to have help. Tell you, I'll do
it. Stop that. Look. Head coming up. Who?
No, it's not the crazy one. A girl.
Yes.
Come in, girl. Come in.
We need your help.
Yes, help. Call the police. Aviators. I am the aviator.
Come in, girl. We will not hurt you.
Don't sit there on the windowsill and stare at us, you fool. Don't you understand? I'm Captain Victor.
Wait, Victor. Wait. You frighten her. Come closer, girl. Closer. Look, my watch. I will give you this watch.
Pretty. You will give it to me?
Yes, of course he will. Give it to Armando. Here, girl.
Pretty. You have other pretty things for me?
Yes. Here. Rings. My rings. There. Take them. Get help. Get me out of here.
Pretty. Oh, pretty.
You simple little fool. Try to understand. Get me help.
Get me out of here.
Pretty things. I like pretty things.
We'll get you plenty of pretty things. Cover you with them.
Just go back the way you came and get help for me. Quickly.
I had so many pretty things.
Yes, but hurry, girl. Go quickly. Get me help.
I want more pretty things.
In my pocket, huh? I see. Oh. Hurts or the move. I have nothing. Mallow, you give her...
Oh, you know I cannot move.
Pretty wings.
Yes, the wings on my tunic. You can have them. Here.
Pretty.
Now go. Do you hear? Go get help.
Will they take these away from me, too?
What is she talking about?
I don't know.
I had so many pretty things. They took everything away. All my pretty things. It dropped from the sky. And when it was gone, everything was gone. Everything was gone.
Stop crying. Who took what away from you?
From the sky. From the sky.
This one's crazy too.
Now, good gentlemen, it is time again to talk.
I'll kill you.
You know, that's why I like you, Mallow.
Well?
Your captain is so overly dramatic. Kill you, he says to me. It is quite foolish and unnecessary, don't you think so?
You devil, you keeping me here, not getting help. What are you trying to do? Cripple me for life.
I am doing nothing.
What are you going to do with us?
Money. I'll get you money. Just get me out of here. Money.
In this community, those silly little pieces of paper and metal are quite useless.
You're crazy.
True enough. But haven't either of you discovered the greater truth?
Truth? What truth?
That Everyone in this community is crazy. Everyone.
Crazy?
Oh, yes, indeed.
It cannot be.
But it is.
No, you're the only one.
How many times must I say it? This is my community, and we are all quite mad.
Where are we?
Or normal, all depending on the viewpoint.
Where is this place?
That's my little secret.
Secret? What do you mean?
Quite a long way from your civilization, and the high wall circles us. Remember, your airplane crashed into it?
Oh.
You see, my dear gentleman, a long time ago, the people of what was once known as the normal world decided that I wasn't quite normal, so they were going to put me away. But I escaped them. Oh, quite cleverly. And I decided to make a world of my own. That is, a world normal to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's simple. In a community where all men are mad, none are mad. Understand?
Get us out of here.
Quiet, Victoria. Listen to him.
Yes, listen to me. What was I saying? Oh, yes. So I discovered this place, and I settled here. But after a while, I grew quite lonely. And I thought to myself, why shouldn't I find others like myself? People the... again, I use the phrase. People the so-called normal world called abnormal. But it was quite difficult to find enough of them. And to get them to come to my little utopia. Until you fixed it.
We, madman? What have we to do with you?
I mean you and your kind. Remarkable how many people in this world became abnormal. As soon as your sort began to... What is the word you use? Enlighten... Oh, yes. Began to enlighten the world.
Marlowe, make him stop talking.
No, I want to hear him.
Yes, hear me out. Remarkable how many people became like I am. As soon as the enlightenment of brutality and conquest and domination, and above all, the enlightenment of flying bombs came upon them. Oh, I soon had more than enough candidates for my little community. Yes, indeed.
You can't keep us here.
No, not me, you can't.
But you surprise me, good gentleman. This is the ideal place for you.
What does he mean?
I mean that here in my little crazy town, we live and love and kill as our fancy strikes, without even the necessity of slogans and catchphrases with which to quiet the conscience. Oh, you'll want to stay with us, gentlemen.
Not me.
No, I won't stay here, you crazy old devil.
But are you so different, gentlemen?
I'm sane.
And so am I.
But your business, Captain. Is it sane to fly the skies to bring death to creatures made in your own image? To kill women and children?
We do our duty.
No man has a duty beyond what he knows is right. And since you do what you do, it must be because you believe it is right to kill and destroy, with no more reason than the dictum of ambitious, power-mad men. So I assure you, gentlemen, you are one of us. And so you will stay.
No, you can't keep me here.
Against our will.
Yes, your legs will mend, so you must want to stay. For if you go and give away our little secret, that would be most unfortunate for the rest of us. Oh, it's very definite, good gentlemen. You must want to stay.
Not in a madhouse.
Not me.
Gentlemen, good gentlemen, you make me weary and angry explaining. I tell you, you and yours are like us. The Prince of Normal Men said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And you say, blessed are they that take with force. So how can you be normal?
If I had a gun.
A gun. Now, that's another thing. The Prince of the Normal said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And you say, blessed are the warmakers. Now, that proves that you're like us.
Stop it!
Get us out of
here! He said, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. But you are the persecutors, good gentlemen, so you are one of us. I welcome you. We all welcome you. Come in, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir? Who are they?
Tell us, who are they?
They are like you, the nobility of unreason. They have come to welcome you, gentlemen.
Anna, what? So dark. Leaving it. For hours.
The devil in hell, what is he up
to? Shut your mouth. If I go crazy, it will be you driving me to it.
He and those other crazy ones. bringing us here and leaving us, planning our death. I know it. Marlo, tell me. What are they up to?
I don't know. I don't know!
What's that?
What?
Someone came into the room.
No. No one.
Listen. I hear.
Who's there?
Woman.
Yes. Who are you? What do you want?
Vittore. What did she say?
I don't know.
She... Ah! What is it? What?
Something in her arms.
I can't see anything so dark.
Oh, no. I'm not afraid of her. The child in her arms.
Oh.
Come closer, woman.
What do you want her for?
She can help us. Closer. Woman, closer.
Woman, stop mourning to that child and listen.
Listen, help us get out of here, and we'll give you money. We'll give...
Victoria, what?
In her arms. Look.
I can't twist around my leg.
Woman, get away. Get away.
Victoria, what is it?
In
what?
Her arms.
You said the child.
No. Woman, get away.
Tell me what?
Bomb.
Here, bomb.
You have gone mad.
No. Now see for yourself, see. The bomb he told us sent from our train without exploding.
Woman, get out of here with that thing. Get out.
Get out with that woman, get out. You'll set it off. You'll kill
no.
it off.
No. Yes. Wait, reason with her. Woman, what are you saying? Why do you carry that bomb?
Baby. My baby.
Baby. No, it's a bomb. Do you hear me? A bomb.
Baby.
Put it down. If it goes off, it will kill you.
My baby. Something fell from the sky right there.
Victoria, she's crazy too.
Well, this is my baby now.
No.
My little baby.
No. Don't touch the percussion head. Oh, it will go off. Marlo, get up. Take it away from her.
My legs, I can't move.
No. Don't touch it, woman. Don't.
Tonight's play, Crazy Town, was especially written for radio by Arch Obler and featured Edmund O'Brien, Charlotte Manson, Paul Stewart, John Brown, and Betty Kane.
Crazy Town, the work of Arch Obler, as dramatized on Arch Obler's plays. That NBC broadcast from May 20th of 1939. After that bit of very serious radio drama, we'll have something more lighthearted for you in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind you that you are listening to the Upstate Radio Theater. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. That's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Upstate Radio Theater program number 1810. As I said, something more lighthearted to wrap up the hour, and a special treat for all of you big band and jazz fans out there. We have an episode of The Tommy Dorsey Show. This was the second episode in the new series for the 1946 fall radio programming season. And for this episode, Tommy's special guest, one Edward Kennedy Ellington, better known as Duke Ellington. And a producer's note, the sound quality for this broadcast is not the greatest, but I think if you are a fan of big band and jazz, It's well worth a listen. So let's enjoy this episode of The Tommy Dorsey Show here on the Upstate Radio Theater.
Tommy Dorsey, the makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Shepherd Cheese, present The Tommy Dorsey Show with Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Shavers, all the regular members of the famous TD band, and Tommy's guest for this evening, Duke Ellington. This is Wendell Niles speaking. And here's that sentimental gentleman himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya, folks, and welcome to another Sunday Fracas in Dorsey Drive.
Say, Tommy, I heard a rumor that you're about to open a restaurant here in Hollywood. Is that true?
Yes, Wendell. I've decided that what this country needs is good food and low prices.
Oh, but how can you make any money that way?
Eliminate the low prices.
I guess so. So you're really going to open a swanky restaurant, Tom?
Yes, a very unique, exclusive Hollywood cafe.
Well, you'll have a special room for fistfights, of course.
There'll be none of that in my place, no. Wendell. It's really going to be something. Soft lights, dreamy music, sparkling fountain playing gently in the patio. The waitresses as beautiful as golden girls, and superb food.
Oh, with a setup like that, who wants food?
I've got some wonderful ideas for my Western restaurant, Wendell. Mm-hmm. All our ducks are going to be flown out here to the West Coast from Long Island.
Oh, that's going to run into money, isn't it, Tom?
Not with a homing pigeon to lead them.
Well, what else are you going to serve besides transcontinental duck?
Some delightful foreign dishes. Just wait until you taste our spaghetti.
Will you serve meatballs?
Sure, Wendell. Bring your friends over anytime.
You won't need them, Tom. You'll always have customers.
You mean discriminating people who like the best?
No, just the boys in your band.
They'll not only be eating at my place, Wendell, they'll be waiting on tables. And here they are dishing up an a la carte order of Chloe.
Delightful, Tommy. Delightful. Say, Tommy,
I'd like to get a job in your new restaurant for a cousin of mine.
Fine, Stewart, but what can he do?
He's a cook, and he can make dishes you've never even heard of before, out of things like old potato peels, prune pits, and dehydrated gladiola bulbs.
Well, where'd he learn to cook like that?
In the Army.
I don't think I can use him, Stewart, but we could use a song from you anytime. So let's have that lovely new ballad, This Is Always.
Sometimes this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is
the latest Mack Gordon, Harry Warren tune, This Is Always, and this is Wendell Niles.
This summer of all summers, iced Tenderleaf tea has really come into its own. All over the country, this richer blend is taking top honors because it's the tea that ice made famous. Famous for flavor that lasts. That's the beauty of having so much rich, delicious flavor to start with. Even the last swallow in the tallest glass is still famous for flavor, Tenderleaf tea. Still tempting, appealing, refreshing. Cool off this way all through the hot weather, at mealtime and in between. With other fine summer foods, iced Tenderleaf tea is the perfect companion, a delightful necessity. And between meals, when you're parched, when your spirits are low, when the air is just too hot to breathe, there's a world of refreshing, quick comfort in a frosty glass of delicious iced Tenderleaf tea. Keep plenty on hand. you'll be drinking more of it. Ask for the half pound, the iced tea size package of Tender Leaf brand tea. Charlie Shavers always sings on his way home after a one-night stand. I am beginning to see the light.
Never did much for moonlit sky. Never gave back at firefly. But now that the stars in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lights down low, beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. When you came and caused the spark, you fall, I'm crying now. I never made love under the sun. Never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning red, standing to see the light.
Written a couple of years ago by one of the nation's foremost band leaders and composers. The same man who gave us such great tunes as Mood Indigo, Solitude, Caravan, and Sophisticated Lady. This versatile stick wafer has done much to spread the popularity of American music. He has taken his great band to Europe twice, and in recent years he has been playing the leading concert halls, theaters, and better balanced emporiums. We've known him since the early days when we used to drop in to catch his performances at the Kentucky Club in New York. And we'd like to have you meet the great composer, arranger, and pianist, Duke Ellington.
Hi, Duke. Hi, T.D. You know, you've got quite a memory.
Well, Duke, I'll never forget how you used to pack him in at the Kentucky Club. It was one of the most popular spots in New York in the old days. Always crowded.
Naturally, it was a speakeasy.
Don't be so modest, Duke. Your music has always attracted the swing fans. Why, you've even given concerts in Carnegie Hall, and that's quite a jump from the Kentucky Club. How do you do it?
Oh, it's easy. You just grab the subway and transfer it to 57th Street. But you've made a few concert appearances yourself, haven't you?
Yes, and I'll never forget the first time I appeared on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. There wasn't a person in the audience.
I'll bet you were very upset.
No, just very early.
You must be taking your music very seriously these days.
Yes, Duke, I want to be something more than just a trombone player, so I'm studying arranging and composition. How about giving me a few tips on songwriting?
Okay, the first thing you do is pick a title.
Do you think up all your own titles?
Well, how do you think I got to be a Duke?
there. But how do you get inspirations for your songs?
Well, a glamorous woman inspired sophisticated lady. I married her, and then I wrote, "Don't Get Around Much Anymore."
I suppose you like to get away from it all and be alone when you're composing.
No, I tried that once. I went all the way up to the lonely cabin in the North Woods. I had to pack in for miles and miles.
Did you write anything while you were up there?
Couldn't. I forgot my pencil. But if you're really interested in composing, Tommy, you should spend a lot of time studying scores.
I do when the Dodgers are playing.
And another good thing to remember is that every composition must have a basic idea. Now, take that song of ours, The Mooch. A prominent critic says it represents the conflict of two elemental forces. One, the violence of nature struggling with the force of man. The other, a more melancholy, restrained mental force. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with him?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, that makes two of us, but I'm working on a new song we both should be able to understand. It's a melody that's been running around in my mind for quite some time now. I'll play a little of it with the boys, and then you can pick it up on the piano.
Okay, T.D., go ahead.
All right, John, give us a little vamp.
Heard that number someplace before.
Well, that's the trouble, Duke. Everybody's trying to steal good tunes today. It's really rough on the writers. It's really rough.
On a night like this,
this number sounds a little like that melody you play once in a while. You know, Marie.
Well, people tell me it sounds something like Your Solitude.
Solitude was never like this.
Neither was Marie. Do you think you can play with it, too?
I'll try. Well, and you come in the middle.
Bat it down.
Mama! Mama!
That's it, Duke. You know, I figure if I keep writing songs like that, first thing you know, I'll have a hit on my hands.
You keep writing songs like that, and first thing you know, you'll have a lawsuit on your hands.
Well, maybe I'd better forget composing and try my hand at arranging. You know, I've been studying that too, Duke.
Good, T.D., but tell me, do you favor pizzicato or pianissimo or legato and fortissimo?
I like them all. Those Italians are great composers. Yes, especially
Shostakovich.
Yes, I've always liked his arrangements.
They're very fine. Of course, Shostakovich is the world's most outstanding representative of minors.
Really? I always thought it was John L. Lewis. Anyway, what kind of arrangements do you use, Duke?
Very rough skeleton arrangements. You know, we sold over 1 million copies of one record we made with a skeleton.
Say, where can I get in touch with this skeleton?
I don't think you dig me, but I will say I like the arrangements you play. Your music features some exquisite melodic figures.
Thanks, Duke, but there's one band that features even better figures.
Who's?
Phil Spitalny.
We seem to have gotten off the track somewhere along the line here.
Yes, Duke, and there's only one way to fix that. You take over at the piano, we'll all transfer to the A-Train, that groovy number your collaborator, Billy Strayhorn, wrote especially for your great band. All right, Duke, take it from there.
Thank you.
Nice going, Duke. Bringing an A-train in on time with a TV gang aboard is quite a trick, even for Duke Ellington. Thanks for coming over and try to make it again. We're here every Sunday night, aren't we, Wendell?
Yes, and Sunday night, any Sunday night, is just the time for you and your folks to enjoy that Sunday supper special, the toasted cheese sandwich made extra good with Shepherd Chevelle, C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle brand cheese food. It's mighty good without anything added, and it's mighty good, too, when you lay slices of ripe golden tomatoes on the Chevelle before you slide your sandwiches under the broiler. Chevelle melts in a jiffy, and out come your sandwiches bubbling with goodness. Chevelle is Shepherd's all-purpose cheese food, mild, smooth, delightful. It's made from fine cheddar cheese with added milk with its minerals and with the honest, natural quality that comes from good milk and Shepherd's more than 40 years of cheese-making skill. Every day, more and more people are learning about Shepherd Chevelle. Melt Chevelle, spread Chevelle, slice Chevelle. Keep Chevelle always on hand. When you shop for Shepherd Chevelle, that good cheese food, you'll know it by the bright red package. Yes, always say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, for fine cheese.
Of Johann Strauss are always welcome, no matter what the season. And here's Hugo Winterhalter's arrangement of Voices of Spring.
much for this Sunday, folks. Thanks for dialing us in. And try to be listening again next Sunday, same time. Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Shavers, and all the fellows in the band will be on hand in Dorsey Drive to welcome my brother Jimmy's favorite trombone player, Russ Morgan. So until next Sunday, this is Tommy Dorsey saying good night. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to be sure to tune in again next Sunday, same time, when the makers of Tender Leaf Tea and Shepherd Cheese will again bring you the Tommy Dorsey Show with Tommy's guest, Russ Morgan.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Tommy Dorsey Show, from August 25th, 1946 on NBC, with special guest Duke Ellington. That wraps it up for this hour of Old Time Radio. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. The Upstate Radio Theater is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.